Hi, Barry. What's on your mind?
I'm 89 years old. I had a fall. You sent me off to a head doctor, and he solved some of my problems. But I'm still having memory problems and bringing it back up. Is there anything you can do for an 89-year-old?
Sometimes, sir. One question that's kind of key to one solution is, anywhere in your family, yourself included, anyone have type 2 diabetes?
I am.
Okay, sir. So are you then using niacinamide? Because in experimental animals who were genetically bred to have identical to human Alzheimer's, every one of them, I'm not kidding, and I am yelling because the word needs to get out, every one of them recovered enough from their Alzheimer's to be able to run that maze, which rats and mice do in universities, and they had gotten so bad they couldn't even find their way around the maze and find lunch, and they were given niacinamide, and what do you know, every one of them regained the ability to remember where to go. So if you're not using niacinamide, sir, please start. Because in people who have type 2 diabetes, it's not made inside our bodies like it is in people who have no family history of type 2 diabetes and don't have any themselves. But when we have to take it from the outside, it takes a lot, but it usually helps. And what's a lot? Well, I learned from Dr. Kaufman, who pioneered all this in the 1940s, and by the way, he's a psychiatrist, that we need 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day of niacinamide, or if we want to swallow it less often, somebody makes a time-release 1,500 milligram, 1500, which we can take twice daily. Now, for me, I would prefer that because I'm a guy and I don't like taking my pills with every meal. But if we want to take them with every meal, it's 1,000 milligrams thrice daily. Now, how long does it take? That's the next thing. And particularly, Dr. Kaufman was telling us that you don't notice any doggone difference for about the first month, and then starting the second month, oh, yes, I think things are better. And by the end of 3 or 4 months, things were noticeably better. I didn't say totally cured, but I did say noticeably better. He was talking about a different health condition, but he got this idea because in his psychiatry work, he found it helped people with their memory, and then he also heard that it helped people with their osteoarthritis, so he turned to a big study on osteoarthritis, which is where he got his timing statistics, sir.
So 3,000 a day.
Yes, and if you get any low-grade nausea, it's your liver saying, oops, this is too much for me. Now, how often does that happen? Well, I've worked with this stuff since I read Dr. Kaufman's book in the 1970s, and I'd say it's about 1% to 2% of everybody gets a low-grade nausea, and then they just have to cut the dose back to where they don't get a lot of low-grade nausea. But all other adults have been able to take 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day, no nausea, and that's what it takes to help us.
And that will help. Very good.
Almost always, sir.
Any other suggestions?
Well, certainly.
And the other problems of old age, I can't remember why I went into the room.
Well, yes, sir. You see, what niacinamide does is it enables every cell in the body to make more of the energy molecule called ATP. And ATP is needed by every cell in the body to function. So if we can get that ATP raised not just in our brain cells, but all over the body too, why, some of the things we wouldn't expect to be a little better do get a little better. So I'd start with a niacinamide, sir. And then after that, I would go find me a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Why? Because by the time we get to be 80-something, according to Mayo Clinic research, I am not kidding you, 3,700 people reported on in 1932, by the time we get to be 80, we've got a greater than 50-50 chance of our stomachs not making enough acid to digest things properly, and also not making enough of the factor that's needed, totally needed, to pull B12 into our bodies. And by the way, there is no other vitamin that needs to be pulled in actively by something made by our bodies. And that's why there's so many people in retirement homes who are being given vitamin B12 shots. And sir, if you're in your 80s and you're having many memory problems and nobody has taught you how to give yourself your own B12 shots because it's so safe, you'd have to fill the bathtub and drown in it to hurt yourself so you can give yourself shots. If nobody's done that, that is the second most likely thing to help your mental sharpness. Other people who've been in their 70s and 80s and been found to have low stomach acidity, which implies that their B12 cannot be absorbed except with a shot, have told me that the B12 shots really help their mental energy. So I'd start with those two things, sir. But to check on the acid in the stomach, Check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Tahoma Clinic does precise measurement of that with a German-made device because that affects a whole lot of other nutrients, too. Now, there are a number of other folks waiting, sir, so the niacinamide I'd start with, I'd try to get me on some B12 shots, and then, like I say, check it to see if you're one of the rare exceptions whose digestion and absorption of nutrients is perfectly fine at age 80-something. And your odds, I'm sorry, sir, this is just human life, are less than 50-50.
Okay, I know that I'm good on B12 because they told me that I'm close to the top of where you're supposed to, the range of normal. And I said, is there a problem with that? And the answer is no. You can be above normal, if upper, and still not have a problem. So I guess I'm not overdone on B12.
No, sir. And then, by the way, the quote normals, unquote, on those tests are drawn from a broad range of people, many of whom can't absorb vitamin B12. And so the range is not necessarily accurate. And the only way to tell if the body needs B12 is to take a couple, three shots, actually take once a day for a week. And if you feel better, you needed it. And if you don't feel any better, you didn't need it. So there you go, sir.
Easy to the easy question. Appreciate it. I appreciate listening to you on the radio. Thank you very much. You do a great service.
Well, thank you for calling, sir. And we're both helping get the word out to other people who need to hear about this kind of stuff. So thank you.